I welcome back on this Monday morning, Corey. And even though you were hanging out at the Red Sox at Fenway Park over the weekend for the Yankees game, not a great weekend for Boston sports, your real passion should be getting excited about the Boston Bruins season starting up.
I am very excited. I just got to say hello to our next guest. I'm very excited to talk to him.
I'm not surprised because he's a wonderful person and has a career that a lot of people don't realize. Just amazing, humble, great player, but person, dad, husband, you name it. But you have a jersey with your name on his number?
Yes. In the 90s, I would always go and see the Bruins, and I had number 77 shirt with my last name right on the back of it. I still have it.
All right, we're going to get to our guest. Good morning, Manchester, Concord, WTPL, Lakes Region, WEMJ, WASR as well, WTSN. By the way, who knows? Steve Leach may be listening up in the Lakes Region. Good morning, Steve. And, of course, the pulse of NH. Raymond Bourque, a lot of people don't know this about Ray Bourque. I know where his favorite golf course is in New Hampshire, but real quickly, more than 20 years in the NHL. In fact, 21 years Bruins, 2 years Colorado. We got the cup. But listen to these stats, and he may not want to talk about it because he's coming on to talk about it. He's helping some younger hockey players in the area who were injured. Games played, more than 1,600. Imagine that, 1,612. Goals, 410 goals. Assist, 1,169. Unbelievable, 1,579. 1,579 points. One of the highest scoring, if not the highest scoring defenseman of all time, but also a tough, rugged player. I don't think he missed an all-star game. Ray Bourque, number 77. Welcome. Good morning, New Hampshire, GMI Studios. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing
That's pretty impressive. Okay, what's the name on the back of the jersey?
It's Isles.
You used to wear Isles.
Yeah.
All right.
Still have it.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you ever wear it again, I run into you. I'll track you down.
Definitely. I'll be walking around your restaurant. You'll find me.
It's not the Isles like the Islanders. It's with an E. But Ray Bourque, tell us what you're doing and why you feel through. And tell us about your foundation. A lot of people, New England's your home. You spend a lot of time in New Hampshire. You're in the Boston area, of course. You have different businesses and interests. But tell us about your foundation and why you're trying to help some younger players who get seriously hurt playing hockey.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. We just had a road race yesterday. Our family foundation was created almost 5 years ago. And we have three events a year that we have a golf tournament that's played. Yes, at my favorite golf club. It's called Golf Club of New England in Stratham, New Hampshire. That's just a fabulous location to have it. And then we have a road race that we've had for 4 years now. And last year, we because of COVID, we had it. We couldn't have it live, so we had it virtual road race that was very successful for us. It was pretty neat. We had people all over, people in Paris running, people across Canada running, and we raised a lot of money last year doing it that way. And this year, with Jake Thibault and AJ. Having their spinal cord injuries playing hockey for their high school teams, we decided to have it for AJ's Army and Team Thibault, and we decided that whatever money was raised for both these teams, that our foundation would match that amount. So yesterday we were able to have a nice walk and a run. It's a 7.7-kilometer run. And a 5K walk, and with virtual and live people showing up, we had close to 600 people involved, and we were able to give AJ a $10,000 check and Team Thibault a $14,000 check yesterday. So we had a great day. It was a nice turnout. We have a lot of fun at our event. We have music, food, booze, and you name it. People hang out before and after, and it's just a fabulous day. So yesterday was great. You'll want to know more about our foundation. You go to BourqueFamilyFoundation.org. You want to get involved in helping these kids and their rehab and what they're going to have to go through going forward. Jump on board and donate if you feel like it. Yeah, we do a lot of things. We donate to a lot of different charities across New England. And then we have a third event that we're really looking forward to having again that we had one year was a gala. So my wife asked if we could do something different than some sporting event where we have a nice gala where all the wives and girlfriends get all dressed up and we have a nice cocktail and appetizers and entertainment and comedy and we raise nice. Money. And the next time we're going to have it, because of COVID, we only had it that first year, but we're scheduled sometime in February 23rd. We're hoping to be able to have it if things stay under control here with the COVID situation. And going forward, that gala is going to be in memory of Pete Frates that had ALS.
Right.
And with having a special relationship with the Frates and Nancy and their family. And so it's going to be for ALS Research and the Pete Frates Family Foundation. So I think with both our networking, we're going to be able to really hopefully have a huge night and raise some major, major funds for something that's well needed.
I love what you're doing for the community of New England and Ray Bork joining us, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire. Ray, real quickly, the foundation, your family foundation website, if people want to check it out, is?
It's BorkFamilyFoundation.org. So you're going to hear all about, you know, what we do, and you want to get involved, that would be fabulous. So it's a lot of fun for us. You know, the whole family kind of grew up giving back and being involved in a lot of different things that, you know, we were doing with the Bruins and after my career doing things for a lot of different charities. And we decided to kind of form our own foundation where, you know, my kids kind of grew up with giving back as well and seeing what, you know, right. I was doing. And my boys played hockey, professional hockey, and went still playing. And they're always involved in doing things in their community, wherever they played and giving back. So right. We're pretty excited about it. And now with 5 grandkids as well, we're trying to create something that's going to last a long time where everybody's going to be involved.
Yeah, that's great. I'm happy. But New England's really become your home. Originally, you're from Canada, and other great Boston Bruin and former athletes, you know, Julian Edelman yesterday honored at the Patriots. He's sticking around. Another former defenseman that you know pretty well with a number 4 sticking around. How good has New England been to you as a home? Do you like it still? Do you love it? And do you feel that connection still with the community?
Well, I've been here 42 years now, and it's been home for a long time. And I never will leave the Boston area. I've got to say that I'll probably leave for 4 or 5 months in the winter and become a snowbird and stay warm in the course of the winter. But spring, summer, and fall, the Borks will certainly be here on the North Shore where we've been for 42 years. And we love it. The kids, we're all born here. They're all big sports fans, all local sports fans, and the grandkids and so Boston's been great. It's in a fabulous area. So lucky and to be you know, drafted in 1979 to part of the country that is so passionate about sports and so rich in tradition and history. So for us, it's home and will remain home for the rest of my life. I know that.
It's good to hear. Corey, have you been to the Ray and his wife's restaurant in the North End? You still have the place in the North End?
Yeah, I was there Saturday night. The North End was hopping. So, yeah, I still have the restaurant on North End. We're doing it very well. We came out of COVID in great shape.
I was going to ask if you've had to get people like Gordy Kluzak or former New Hampshire Governor Craig Benson to work as waitstaff. Have you been able to get good help there?
We've been fortunate enough not to have to ask Gordy or Craig for any of their assistance in terms of the restaurant, but they're welcome. Gordy's been there quite a few times, and also I'm involved in a second place that Red's Kitchen Tavern that the owner opened up a third place and actually in New Hampshire in Seabrook, New Hampshire, right off of Route 1, exit 1 off of 95. It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner and entertainment like 4 nights a week. It's a pretty neat place that's doing really well.
Well, good to
you. So the restaurant business is going pretty good for us, and I don't know if you heard about my wife's spa on the North Shore. It's a pretty neat place she's had for 15 years. So
yes, I have.
Keeps us a little busy, and yep. So
Well,
after hockey has been pretty good.
Well, thanks for joining us, Ray Bourque. And I got a message here from someone I think you know. They wanted to ask me if you're going to become a part owner in the golf club in New England with Gordy Kluzak. I don't know who that person is, but he wanted me to ask you.
Well, we'll stay members for the for the short term here, but I know who's asking. I think he's in pretty good shape at the golf club there, but we certainly I played there on Saturday. It's a fabulous course.
Oh, it is.
And we love playing there.
I hear you. You're pretty darn good. Hey, before I let you go, this season's coming up. Bruins, have you gotten a glimpse of the team? Are you excited? Or what should we and I guess the Garden will be full, which is great to see, you know, getting the fans back. But should we look for a good season or not?
Well, I think you're always looking for a good season. With the core players that they have there coming back, you know what to expect from those guys. Some of the new signings, I know a couple of the guys that I really like the signings, but still some of them I don't know so well. But I'm sure Don Sweeney and Cam Neely certainly have put a contending team up on the board here. And pretty exciting, you know. That young goalie that hopefully we got to see this year play a fair amount that, you know, last year looked like the real deal. So that's always an important position. And they signed somebody to a four-year deal that is supposed to be pretty good that played in Buffalo. So, hey, we'll soon find out. But I'm expecting them to compete in their conference, in their division, and you know, good things to come here. Exciting times where you know, hockey's getting back into business.
Yep. Ray Bourque, thanks. You're always gracious. Thanks for your time. Good Morning New Hampshire on our network of news talk stations. Good luck with the Family Foundation. Good luck with your friends. They like to give you a hard time. I don't know why they're bothering us during a perfectly good interview, but thank you, Ray Bourque. One of the great ones and very
well,
humble.
Thank you.